Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria Wednesday that killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. Observers say warplanes carried out 6 strikes Wednesday on a village in rebel-held Idlib. They are blaming either the Syrian or Russian governments for the attacks. The Russian military says claims about the airstrike are a sham and that its planes did not fly over the area the previous day. As government-aligned forces move to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group, witnesses are reporting abuse of civilians. They are reporting that Islamic State fighters are taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields. So far, the military operation has involved retaking villages near Mosul, and forces move toward the city. China's Communist Party has elevated President Xi Jinping's status to core leader, putting him on a par with former Chinese leaders Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping. A lengthy communique released following a 4-day Communist Party meeting in Beijing called on all members to unite around the party leadership with comrade Xi Jinping as the core. It stressed the importance of collective leadership, saying the system must always be followed and should not be violated by any organization or individual under any circumstance or for any reason. Final demolition work began at the jungle refugee shelter in Calais, France, on Thursday morning. After authorities declared the camp empty, workers used large equipment and machines to rip down the makeshift shelters. This is VOA News. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. First Lady Michelle Obama campaigned Thursday with Democrat Hillary Clinton. The two held a rally at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, one of the key electoral states.
I have now stood on the debate stage for 4.5 hours with Donald Trump. Any of you see any of those debates? Well, that has proved once and for all I have the stamina to be president and commander-in-chief.
The latest opinion poll average compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton with a 5.8% lead over Republican Donald Trump nationwide. Trump Thursday criticized Clinton's relationship to her family's charity foundation, something Trump believes represents corruption.
If the Clintons were willing to play this fast and loose with their enterprise, when they weren't in the White House, just imagine what they'll do given the chance to once again control the Oval Office. And we've had enough, honestly. I think we've had enough of the Clintons, in all fairness. Right?
Don't you think? Meanwhile, police say a man who admitted to defacing Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was arrested on Thursday. India has expelled a staffer of the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi, accusing him of running a spy racket. Vika Swarup is the Indian Foreign Ministry spokesman.
Today morning, the Foreign Secretary summoned the Pakistan High Commissioner, Mr. Abdul Basit, and informed him that India had intercepted an official of the Pakistan High Commission in the pursuit of espionage and that he was being declared persona non grata.
The Indian government alleges Mehmood Akhtar got a hold of sensitive information concerning Indian security operations. Akhtar was detained outside the gates of Delhi Zoo, where he allegedly received sensitive documents from 2 Indian associates. The Pakistani government rejected the allegations. Belgian politicians reached an agreement Thursday to support a free trade agreement between the European Union and Canada. They managed to overcome opposition from the Wallonia region in Belgium, paving the way for the signing of the agreement within days. The Turkish government has ordered the detention of 73 Air Force pilots, alleging they were part of a failed July coup attempt. A prosecutor's office said 2 are colonels, the rest are lieutenants in Turkey's Air Force. Ethiopian troops have been fighting al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. They vacated a series of military bases. That is sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize the country. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B.